talk about when we get over there. The ancient Quechuan legend regarding Sacsayhuaman is that it was built by a race of giants. In fact, when the Spaniards came to these walls, when they saw these walls for the first time, they were so impressed, they didn't believe that the natives could build them. And the natives never claimed that they did. And so the Spaniards, their first reaction was that this must have been built, these walls must have been built by demons, or by giants, or by giants.
All right, so where are we at, Luke?
We're at Nahuapa Iglesia. This is, we are probably an hour out of Cusco.
Yeah.
It's really indiscreet. Actually, it's on the side of the highway, and we're in this great gorge of a mountain pass here.
Walking by a little river here.
Yeah, and this is an interesting place.
We talked about this on the podcast.
We have, actually. Derek Olson talked a bit about this place as it being a portal. This is the, if you're familiar with our episode, Derek talking about the puma coming through a doorway, of course, which has no door, and sort of inhabiting the guy, right? This is this is where we're hiking to. It's going to be quite a bit of a hike. We just saw the Irumbingham, the train that goes to Machu Picchu, just passed. And we've got this is probably the first real aggressive hike of our Peruvian trip. I know there's a lot of hills in Cusco, but we are going to put on our hiking shoes, which we don't have on either of us, and head up the mountain.
Yeah. So, yeah, if you've listened to the podcast, Derek told the story, I think, a couple times. He actually told the story at BlurryCon, and he told the story on an episode, but they were doing some sort of thing in this cave.
There's some ceremony, yeah.
We're in the mountains. It's, if you look around here, you can see they go all the way up. They're pretty high. I mean, I can't even basically have to look straight up to see the tops. And what we're going to do this week is, this is a members-only episode. For members, obviously, we have about 40 members on this tour with us right now in Peru. We're going to several different locations. We're going to be at Ollantaytambo. Later today, we're at Sacsayhuaman yesterday, seeing the giant stones. If you want to listen to a little bit of behind-the-scenes documentary, I guess, of our trip, how do they do that, Luke?
All of our members, of course, get this, so thank you for supporting us if you're listening right now as a member. If you're not a member, I'd like to tag along with Nate and I and 40 of our friends, and of course, Tim Alberino and Andres. We're going to be seeing a lot of blurry places in Peru, and we're going to be taking you guys with us on an audio journey of our actual journey, so if you'd like to join up, blurcreatures.com/members. Take a look. It's extra content, exclusive channels, and experiences like these 40 folks that are with us. Blurry trips. And then also, you can come along from your car or living room or wherever you are listening.
Yeah, who'd have thought? Did you ever think you'd be recording a podcast episode hiking up a mountain in Peru?
Did not. That's a negative.
Look at us.
Huffing and puffing, Nate.
But thank you guys so much for supporting the podcast, and thank you to the members who are going on the Costa Rica trip and this Peru trip. Everyone who's made this podcast so much more. If this is our last broadcast, it's been good, Luke.
It's been real good.
All right. Oh.
The history of our Earth is so different from what we can imagine.
Enjoy the journey.
The Smithsonian, that if they found out about a large skeleton somewhere, was to go get it.
I'm going to assume at least one person is right, because if one person's right, it busts the paradigm.
It all goes back to the fallen cherub. And the problem with the modern-day church, they have a very truncated view of the supernatural.
This backdrop that's just pregnant with all kinds of meaning associated with this Mount Hermon event.
And this guy defects from the kingdom. That's a big deal.